Finally today, thousands of firefighters are battling the wildfires across California and other western states. And now they're getting some help from colleagues in Australia and New Zealand.
They are very experienced in fighting fires, a lot like our fires that we have in the U.S.
Jessica Gardetto is with the National Interagency Fire Center, which helps coordinate efforts like this one. She says more than 140 mid-level firefighters landed last week to help supervise those on the front lines.
So this tends to be an issue when we have so many large, complex wildfires burning. We often have enough line firefighters, but supervision is where we tend to fall short. So that's where these Australian and New Zealand firefighters are going to help fill in.
So I know Australia sent some of its firefighters to Greece recently to deal with fires there. That was just a couple of weeks ago. Is Australia able to do this, to loan out their firefighters because it is winter there and not typically the fire season in Australia?
That's exactly why they can do this. It's winter there. They're not experiencing fire activity because they're having such low temperatures there right now. And they expect them to stay that way for the next couple months.
Gotcha. So I know that even with their help, these Australian and New Zealand firefighters are not completely ready to deal with American blazes. They still go through special training when they arrive, right?
They do, and that's because they don't use fire shelters in Australia and New Zealand. So yesterday they went through a training where they had to practice getting in and out of the fire shelters that are standardized here in the U.S.
And explain what a fire shelter is.
So fire shelters are devices that every wildland firefighter here in the U.S. must carry on their person at all times when they're on the fire line. And they look kind of like a tinfoil tent. They're made of really reflective material that reflects heat. So they're typically used when firefighters are trapped and they have no other alternative but to pull out their fire shelter, get inside it, and hope that the flames burn over or around them and that they survive the incident.
I mean, it sounds like a pretty basic piece of very useful technology. Why don't they use that in Australia or New Zealand?
You know, I was asking them this question yesterday, and they all said that culturally it's just not a requirement there.
So, Jessica, how do these partnerships between the United States, states that have fires, and countries like Australia and New Zealand actually work?
So we have an international agreement with these two countries, and we also have an international agreement with Canada. They all experience very similar fire seasons, and they're experienced in dealing with extreme fire behavior. So it works out very well in that this agreement's already set up, so if we do need them right away, we can get them over here pretty quickly, and we can send American firefighters over there. And so that's why this agreement works out so well.
And finally, Jessica, where will these 150 firefighters from Australia and New Zealand be deployed here in the States?
So as of today, they're going to California and Oregon. And then from there, they will disperse to the large incidents that are really in need of their help.
Yeah, which will probably change over time, one would expect.
Exactly. That's the thing with fire activity. It can change overnight or even in a matter of hours. But for now, the plan is for them to go to those two states because they're experiencing such above normal fire activity.
Jessica Gardetto with the National Interagency Fire Center speaking with us from Boise, Idaho. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much.